This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock, so we've got about another hour left in the show. So give us a call. We do have open phone lines. I want to be able to answer all your gardening questions as much as possible, so we can help you out with the garden. Had a lot of great information that was just thrown at you here. We had Cianne from Wild Delight. We talked about bluebirds. And then we had Victoria from Natural Alternative. Still talking about some ice melt, possible storms this week, but you never know. I was looking at the weather Thursday, trying to plan the week ahead when it came for my work. And then all of a sudden, you know, I was looking at it today, and it's completely different. Originally, my weather had told me that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday were going to be some warm days. So I was like, all right, we can work outside and cooped up inside doing things. But nope, we got stuck. It's not going to be as warm. Still get some 40. We'll get some high 40s, but it's still a little bit cooler than I wanted it to be. But what I'm saying is weather changes. So, you know, looking like we could have some snow towards the end of the week. Could be rain too. Who knows? But our boy Punxsutawney Phil came out today about 7 a.m. or thereabouts and said, hey, I didn't see my shadow. So that means spring's around the corner. So we got 6 weeks left till spring. So that's some good stuff. First time in the history of Punxsutawney Phil back-to-back springs being predicted. Now, he's got a pretty good shot, right? It's a 50-50 shot, so we'll see what happens when it comes to that. We've talked a lot about raised garden beds today, and we talked about what to build them with, what kind of soil to. But when it comes to adding some of the plants, you know, we can actually start thinking about that now. Start growing some of those vegetables and getting our seeds started. Now, the way to do that is the perfect seed starting mix. Now, the clock is ticking. Time to get growing and start your spring seeds. Espoma Organic Seed Starter Mix has everything you're looking for and more. It's a loose, lightweight, all-natural blend of the finest ingredients, specially formulated for starting all types of seeds. And Espoma Seed Starter Mix contains Mycotone, a blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to enhance root growth. Ask for Espoma Organic Seed Starter Mix at your favorite garden center and visit Espoma.com for helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, we talked about the different varieties that you want to use, you know, different seeds. What do you want to use for tomatoes, peppers, everything? You've got to start with the soil. And at the end of the conversation that we had with Victoria, she was saying, stay tuned for, you know, free soil sample with them. That is huge. I mean, we did it last year, and they did it in the past with my father. I was really hoping they would do it again this year, and they are. Awesome. So stay tuned for that, because a free soil sample is going to get you started on the right track and get you going where you need to go for the garden this year. Hey, our friend Daryl even said this a number of weeks back. Even if it was successful this past year, get the soil sample so you know what to do and where we want to be and what we can do to keep it going. I mean, it's something to really think about. Soil samples are so important. They get you started. I can't talk about them enough. They have so much information there that it really is just going to get you started the right way. Now, when you talk with Natural Alternatives, they will give you some great information you can discuss with them, or you can even email me a soil sample and let me know. You can email me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com, and we'll try to get back to you as soon as possible with some of those things. But if you have a soil sample and you had questions about it, we could figure some things out to get it to work. So definitely look at that, because soil is very important when it comes to the success of your vegetable garden, your lawn, and your shrubs and trees, etc. So really something to look forward to. I'm hoping, you know, once that comes out, a lot of you will take advantage of that. I'll try and talk about it as much as possible when it does happen. But I don't want you to lose out on it. Now, we do have a call on the line, so we want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Barbara's in the Cape.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm okay. I have a Dracaena plant.
Okay.
And I've had it for a year or two. And lately, the leaves are turning brown and black. And so I thought, well, maybe it was time to put it into a next-sized pot. So I did that, but it's still doing it. I'm losing a lot of leaves turning brown and black.
Now, is it starting from the tips and working its way in?
Some do, yes.
Okay. Excuse me. How often are you watering these?
Well, I would say once a week.
Okay. And it's never, is it draining? Is the water draining really well?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And you're almost like letting it dry out in between waterings?
Somewhat, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's definitely something that you need to do with that. Now, as far as sunlight, what are you getting for sun?
I have it in the east window, and I have it like a sheer curtain in front of the window, so it's not getting, you know, direct sunlight banging right on it. You know, it gets with the curtain and a sheer curtain in front of it.
Okay, well, that's perfect to be using now. Random question, I know. That window that it's out of, is it, are there street lights by it?
No.
Okay. I'd like to check on that, because that can be a natural sunlight too, causing some things like that.
Sure.
So have you, is it getting any drafts or anything from that window?
No, because I have a storm on it too.
Okay.
And it's on a table, you know, near the window.
Okay. Now, as far as, are you seeing any pests or anything on it? Have you seen
any? No, I looked pretty good with that. I even used a magnifying glass, and I didn't see anything on the leaves.
Okay. And it's just completely turning brown.
Yeah, starting at the bottom, and then as I look up the plant, you know, some of the leaves have got the spots coming, and then at the top of the plant, it's still growing.
Yeah, that's, I mean, so it is common to have some of these here and there. When you see the brown spots, are you getting rid of the leaves or?
Yeah. When it gets, you know, when I see them and it gets real bad, I cut them off.
Okay.
Yeah. So it looks like, you know, I might have a long stalk before I get the plant where it's not going to turn yellow again and brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Just one, another follow-up question here. Are there spots on it as well when it's brown, or is it starting from the tips like we talked about?
It's some of them, you know, the spots are on the middle of the leaf, some of them.
Okay. So it could have a little bit of a fungus on it.
Uh-huh.
Based on having some of the spots within the leaves versus just being on the tips.
Yes.
So you could use an indoor fungicide, like a copper fungicide. You could even use like a neem oil on it.
Okay.
Because a lot of times when the tips will start to dry out and turn brown, it has some watering issues with it. So that's why I asked so many questions in regards to watering and light, etc.
Sure.
So if it's a fungus, you'd look at something like a copper fungicide to spray on it, or a neem oil. A neem oil, it has fungicide consistencies with it, and it also has insecticide capabilities. Both are organic, so you can spray them inside and not worry about it.
Oh, okay.
What I'd look at doing is maybe stretching the watering out to about 10 days versus every, 5 to 7 days. Keep it in that, that's that window that you have it,
yes.
Because that sheer curtain is perfect to give it that filtered light that you're looking for.
Yes.
But I think if there's some sort of fungus on that, by spraying either one of those is definitely going to help you.
Okay, I'll try that.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much.
All right, good luck. You have a great one.
Thank you. Very bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Barbara on the Cape about her Dracaena. And one thing I normally don't think about and haven't really talked about when it comes to your plants and watering, etc., where an issue might be happening from. Now, it could be coming from the tap water that you have. Is there too much fluoride or chlorine in it? You know, is something else added to it? A lot of towns will have fluoride in their water sources, but a lot of plants don't want too much of it. So using that, the tap water, if it has too much salt in it, or, you know, fluoride or whichever, it will actually just sit in the plant and the salts will not go out. So there's a couple things. You'll notice on a pot accumulation of like white deposits on the outside of the pot, typically towards the bottom near like the drainage holes. If it's white, then it definitely has too much salt in it, and that could be causing some of the browning of the leaves. So how do you fix that? Well, there's a couple ways to do it. You can use distilled water, or you can use rainwater. But if you wanted to use the water that you already use, fill up the container that you normally use with the tap water. Let it sit there for 24 hours without being covered. And a lot of the chloride and fluoride will evaporate out of there. So if you're looking to get rid of it, if that seems to be an issue, maybe take a look at it. So it's just another thing to be thinking about with your plants. Maybe they have a little bit of a water sensitivity. It could be. You know, I don't like to always just spray something. So this is another thing I haven't really ever talked about. But there could be some of that issue going on for your plants. So take a look at it. Again, if you see your pot by closer to the drainage holes in those areas, see if there is white substance sitting there. Almost like You've probably seen it before. When something dries out, it looks like it's just like a water spot still. Sometimes on a container like that, it's showing that there's too much salt in the plant, and the plant is trying to push it out. So that could be another one of, you know, the water sensitivity. So just wanted to bring that up because you'll see it more in like a terracotta pot. You know, if you have a terracotta pot, you're seeing those things. So if you do see it, that could be part of the issue. Or if you don't have an issue with the plant and you're seeing it on your terracotta pot or any pot, start thinking about flushing it out so it doesn't get to that point. So just some food for thought on there. Now, we've had a lot of great information coming out today about your raised garden beds and everything. So I'd love for you guys to go on our website. And if you're just joining us now or you didn't hear everything, go to the website and listen to the podcast. The 6, 7, 8 o'clock hours should be up there at this point already. But it's some good information for everybody out there, especially the raised garden beds and what we can be doing. So Mark, who sent me a couple of those questions, those are great topics to talk about. So I thank you. If you're still listening, I appreciate it. Been a lot of good information that came out of this one. So that is something that I do appreciate. Another one that we talked about, and I want to reiterate it, was about a mold-resistant zucchini. Now, whenever I think of squash or zucchini, I think of powdery mildew or some sort of mold that's hitting on the leaves. And it just always happens. And it's like, it is what it is, right? Well, there are some out there. One of the ones we talked about was mutable zucchini. Again, it's called mutable zucchini. It's M-U-T-A-B-I-L-E. We talked about the zucchini and how the leaves that it forms over the zucchini is almost like its protective covering. And so you're bound to have some sort of issue with the mildews. This one doesn't have as many leaves. It's not as heavily full of leaves. Still has the leaves and will still cover the plant as well. But I think this is something to think about. Also something to think about is how you water. Water from underneath when it comes to plants that are more likely to get this, like a phlox. You know, phlox get powdery mildew a lot. And same with zucchini. Watering from underneath. Different techniques to really get them going. So some more food for thought and things to be thinking about this spring. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus has claimed the life of a man in the Philippines, the first death outside of China blamed on the rapidly spreading virus. The U.S. government now launching a major effort to try to curb the spread, as beginning today, Americans returning from Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the outbreak, will go under mandatory quarantine at military bases. With the Iowa caucuses just a day away, former New York City Mayor and Democratic hopeful Mike Bloomberg unveils a tax plan that would raise over $5 trillion over a decade by raising taxes on the rich.
I don't like taxes any more than anybody else, but the bottom line is we can't have a deficit that keeps growing forever, and we have to have the infrastructure, and we have to have the education system, we have to have the hospitals, and there's no free lunch.
The plan would raise taxes on individuals and corporations. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, this morning I talked about a story. It just reminded me of my dad that we had talked about, and I think it would be something just to bring up again, because it was just pretty cool, just how, you know, I always look during the week for something to talk about during the show, something different, something here or there. Now, on Friday, as we do every night, we were reading a book to have my oldest daughter, Katie, go to bed. And she picked out a book. Now, I had gotten a stack of books from my mom for Christmas. They're all Berenstain Bears books. Significance in that is when I was little, my mom used to get me those all the time. Every time I go to the bookstore, which was often, I'd be like, can I get another one? Can I get another one? Books were a lot cheaper at that point. But, you know, we had a lot of them, and I'm sure we still have a stack of them in the attic at my parents' house in Maine. Now, she picked out a book in regards to pumpkins. It was Berenstain Bears pumpkins. They were growing a pumpkin, and it was about a contest. They wanted to get the pumpkin bigger and bigger, and they were going against somebody else in town who was a expert in the field, right? Well, the Papa Bear always figured, was trying all these different things of what to do. He'd watch it overnight, put blankets on it, cover it. And I was reading this, I'm like, oh yeah, yep, I can see this as a pumpkin grower, because I've heard pumpkin growers, you know, building little greenhouses over them in the spring so they can get them started earlier, making sure they don't get hit by frost. So I'm sitting there, yep, okay, this is good. And then I read part of it that says that Papa Bear bought a book that talks about how you should be talking with your plants and making them feel comfortable, and that'll help them grow. And my daughter Katie starts to laugh and goes, you don't talk to plants to make them grow. And it made me laugh a little bit too, but that made me think of my father and some of the old stories I used to hear from him when I would go to some of the garden clubs with him. And I can still see him, and I said the same thing this morning, but I can still see this every time. And I can see him standing up in the front of a garden club. You know, he's looking at everybody and saying, you know, so you have a fruit tree that's not blooming. Well, here's what I want you to do. And then he'll act as though he's got either a hammer or a bat or a 2x4 in his hand. And he'll put it behind his back and he'll say, what I want you to do is I want you to go outside when the neighbors are in the next yard. I want them to be in shouting distance so you can say this. I want you to say, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. And this is going to be for your own good. And they're going to look over and they're going to wonder, what's going on? And they're going to see you with a baseball bat or a hammer and you're going to hit a tree. And they're going to think you're already crazier than you are. But I can see him talking about it, got his head down, shaking his head as he's walking and walking over like he's going to hit a tree and just talking about that story. And so I said to my daughter, I said, actually, Katie, Grandpa used to talk to trees all the time. She was like, really? So it was pretty cool that I got to bring some of my childhood memories and bring them to my daughter, thanks to my family. You know, from the books from my mom and the stories from my dad. So it was a pretty cool moment this weekend. It was almost like it was meant to be. Like I said, during the week with everything I do, if I can do something with the garden, something with nature, something like that, I want to think about how I can bring it up to you guys and talk about different things and bring my father into the show as much as possible because he is the main reason why we have this show. And this was one of them. It hit me like, it hit me almost like a bat. Hit the head, right? No, I'm kidding. That when we were reading that book, I was going to talk about that today as something to talk about. So it's pretty cool stuff, you know, when you can bring some of your past all the way through to now and bring it to the next generation. So we'll be looking at that and hopefully... later on, my daughter will be out there hitting a tree to make it bloom. Anyways, we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Steve is in Vermont.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, how you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I got to ask you a question. You heard anything from the maple growers that the sap is running? I'm going to tell you something right now. I've been watching the temperatures, and it's been getting above freezing every day and below freezing every night. And I got to know that maple sap's got to be running, especially when you get on the south side. Now, I'm in zone 5. I'm in Vermont. I'm in zone 5A, they call it. I'm down here tucked in the Connecticut River Valley. And I didn't know if you heard anything like that. I'm pretty sure it's got to be doing something. And let me tell you right now, it's really strange about this winter. I haven't had a foot of snow on the ground. You know, that's really rather unusual. You know what I'm saying?
I completely agree with that. You know, I haven't heard anything specifically, but I would not be surprised. It would not surprise me at all if it started. The one thing that would concern me is the freeze-thaw.
Yeah.
That's been happening. There's been no consistency when it comes to the weather. And it would be the same thing with any of your other plants, too. They want to have the dormancy period so they can create that next season. It's almost like the maple trees, they do the same thing, right? They want the dormancy so they can build up. So when it comes time for the sap to come out of the maple, it can actually give you the consistency of it. So I haven't heard anything. It'd be something I'd have to look into, but I could see it happening.
Yeah.
Especially, I don't know how warm it got up with you or over with you a couple weeks ago when we had some of those 60 and 70 degree days.
You're Massachusetts. I'm a little, I'll get in the 40s, you know.
Yeah, so you might have gotten
then. even then, you're above freezing. That thing starts squishing, you know?
Well, and that's the thing. Once the ground has started to thaw, the outside has started to thaw, that's when the flow of the sap will be going the most in a maple tree. The one thing that could be advantageous for the trees is, you know, the temperatures will rise during the day, but how deep did the freeze get early? We did have early snow that didn't sit around, but we had some early cold. Did the frost go deep enough? I doubt it, but, you know, here's hoping, right?
You know, I didn't get a snow blanket, though. You know what I mean? The blanket wasn't that thick.
Yeah, and
snow blanket.
You know, it's funny. A lot of people would wish that we don't have that snow blanket every year, even though we live in New England. But what they don't understand is how important it is for our plants to protect them and give them that season. Things like if sap were to run early, what happens if we get a heavy snowstorm in 3 weeks from now? What's that going to do to the sap of the trees? It could slow it down and we might not get it, but it also could do damage to the trees because the tree is awakening. The sap is moving through the tree freer and easier because of the warm temperatures. Now, if it freezes it, it could shock the whole tree. What could happen with that, right?
Yeah.
So,
you know, I got bit many years ago. That back when your father was around.
Yep.
And we got hammered with an early spring where the sap started running like February.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this ain't right. It's supposed to be like March, you know.
And I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, if it was either just starting out or it's going to start out in the next few weeks. I mean, the weather has been so much warmer than normal in the past couple months.
And the other thing I want to point out is this was many years ago, and I got hammered with fleas, and these nasty boys were ankle biters big time, and I had a difficult time, and it was a Sunday. I couldn't take it no longer, so I called. At that time, it was your father, Paul, and I called him on the radio show, and I said, "I got a major problem going on here. What can I do?" And he said, "Dick, bear complete."
Yep.
You know, and knock him out.
Definitely a good one.
Yeah, so I'm thinking of that too because what I'm seeing right now, to me right now, it's in my vision, we already have a spring, and I'm not looking forward to those fleas.
I'd have to agree with you. I mean, a couple weeks ago when we did have those 60 and 70 degree weather here on the eastern part of Massachusetts, there were ticks in the yard.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
we had. Yeah. We were outside. I had my two kids, my wife, myself, and my dog was running around out there. We're all just having fun because, I mean, it's January and it's 60-something degrees. Why aren't you outside, right? And, you know, we came inside. We weren't thinking of checking ourselves or anything along those lines. It's January, right? And I look at the dog, and there were two little, like, tiny, tiny ticks on her nose. On her snout there, and I was like, okay, let's check everybody. You know, and it's the same thing with something like the fleas. That warm weather warms them up. They wake them up. They get ready. And if we have this, if say this continues this way, you know, we could have some major issues with some of these insects.
I think about fleas and ticks. Maybe natural alternatives have something going on too.
They have some great sprays for that. That you can be spraying in the lawn and in the woods mostly. You're looking to not just spray, just the lawn itself because ticks are kind of lazy. As you go by, they'll get onto you, but they like to be in the shade. And so woods is like where the edge is where you'll find them. So they do have some great sprays that you can be using for both fleas and ticks. On it.
Yeah, they like to hide in the leaves, the dead
definitely.
Leaves. Definitely. Okay, I think I'm going to try to cover myself on that because I want to get prepared because I'm telling you, I talked to Paul that Sunday morning. And I said, Paul, I'm dying.
I get you. I think something like that's going to be happening.
Yeah, I have that bad feeling because I had no snow cover, really. I mean, I've got some snow on the ground. I've never had a foot so far this winter.
Yeah.
Not even 1 foot.
We had 1 foot of snow, maybe a little bit more on one snowstorm, and within a couple of days it was gone.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even get that, you know, and I'm in Vermont.
You know? Yeah, you would think, right?
Yeah, well, you would think, yeah, I would think. Okay, I think I'm gonna play a game on that one and get prepared for that.
Oh, I would definitely be well prepared for this spring coming forward.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Patrick.
All right, Steve, have a great one. Thanks for calling.
Pat.
All right.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we have one segment left. We'll wrap up the show. You can give us a call if you want. It's 855-660-4261. Otherwise, we'll wrap it up on this Groundhog's Day. Oh, yeah, Super Bowl Sunday, too. I don't even know who's playing. But, oh, well, we're going to take a break. In a couple minutes, we'll be back. We'll finish up the show. We'll be right back.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Fred's in Cape Cod.
Fred, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Long-time listener of your dad and you. Nice show. Very good. I have a simple question.
Sure.
This time of year, we haven't had any snow. You just talked about it with your previous caller. Is there anything that could be done to control moss or patches of moss in your lawn this time of year? The lawn has been aerated every fall and limed, but I'm wondering if there's anything that can be done at this time of year.
Well, so one of the things we'd have to think about doing is putting a type of gypsum down, a pelletized gypsum or a faster-acting gypsum, which is a sulfur-based product.
Gypsum. Okay.
Natural Alternatives has a great one. The Natural Alternative brand, they have the sulfur that you would put down. What it does is it's fast-acting. And
okay.
So it would break up the clay, the soil underneath it, because mm-hmm. what's happening with the moss is it's usually a clay-filled soil. It's also has something to do with your acidity of your soil. But,
correct.
So I'd want you to be able to put down this sulfur product, because I think that most moss sits there because not just of the pH, but it also is because of the
hard-packed clay.
The hard-packed clay underneath it.
Yeah. Sure.
and this sulfur will break that down. So you use it at twice the rate that it's giving you. So usually it's looking at 6 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Okay?
Okay.
At the point that you have moss that you need to break it up, it would be 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So you're doubling it. Okay?
Okay.
And you're going to put it down 3 times. You're going to put it down in 6-week intervals.
This time of year?
So you can do it now, or you could wait about another month. I'd like to see what the weather does. Also, depending upon where you are on the Cape, some towns don't want you to put anything down, any type of fertilizer, anything like that, until March 1st. You'd have to take a look at your local town website to tell you which one. A lot of the state has different regulations, but putting gypsum, which is the sulfur, which is natural and organic, you might be able to put it down now.
Okay.
But one of the reasons why you might want to wait a month is this sulfur starts working instantly, unlike a pelletized lime, right? A pelletized lime takes about 6 months for it to completely work and break down, whereas this pelletized sulfur here starts working as soon as it hits the ground.
Okay.
Once it hits the ground, it starts working. So you can actually break up this clay so much where at the same time you're going to want to use a fast-acting lime. Okay? So you can do both of them at the same time because what this sulfur is going to do is not only going to break up the clay, but it's going to release any of the nutrients that are just sitting in the soil and flush them through. So you're going to have to bring your pH level back up. You're going to have to bring some of those other organic matters up there, but the sulfur is going to help break up some of that organic matter, make it work stronger, okay?
So, you're saying March would be better. I'm just wondering, since there's no snow cover and it's relatively cold with some freezing at night, this would work slower if you did it now.
It would work a lot slower because of the freezing at night.
Yes.
But, getting it in the ground would be fine if you were using just, like, the pelletized gypsum, the slower release one. I always like to use the faster acting because I know I can see some results within a season.
Okay.
And that's why you would want to use like a sulfur. Another product, Jonathan Green has it out there called Love Your Soil.
Okay.
It's pretty close to the same thing that you could be using to break up that. And that's going to help kill the moss that's there as well because moss likes compact soils, non-well-drained. So you're going to have a well-drained soil with not as much clay, so the moss isn't going to survive there as much.
All right.
All right.
Very good. What was it, Jonathan Green? You called?
It's called Love Your Soil.
Okay.
All right.
Well, all right. Thank you. Very thorough.
All right, Fred, you have a great one. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. We're going to be, that's it for the week. Be good to each other. Get out there and plant something. We'll see you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.